This is Frank Maselli, and you're listening to the Advisor Academy. Hi, everybody. It's Frank Maselli. Welcome back. We want to talk today about the new Power Close. This is an updated version of something that we've had for a long time, talking about the closing process. How do you maximize the number and the quality of the appointments from your workshop? I made a few changes, a few updates, and a few new thoughts based on all the coaching that we've been doing over the last few months that will, I think it'll help you. So let's get into it and we'll have some fun. As you listen to the podcast, you'll notice that we reference several PowerPoint slides that are available for download. You can find these on my website, which is maselligroup.com. Go to the resource vault and look for Power Close Slides and download the entire kit. So why don't people set appointments? Well, there are a few potential reasons. Number one is they lose the safety of the crowd. When they're in the workshop, there's a bunch of people with them. They have safety in numbers. But when they come see you one-on-one, that's it. It's just you and them. And so there's a little bit of risk for them. They fear that you might try to sell them something. Now, you've done a great workshop, and you've done an educational workshop, so there's been no sales pitch, but they all perceive, or many people perceive, that there's going to be some sort of a sales pitch at some point. And if you haven't done it during the workshop, then you're probably going to do it during the appointment. They may not think they're qualified. They may not feel they have enough assets to justify meeting with you one-on-one. Maybe they just wanted information, and they don't want to invest any more time in the subject. They've gotten enough. They now know what they need to do, and they're comfortable. Maybe they already have an advisor they like. That's quite possible. And, you know, the obvious question is, well, if you had such a great advisor, why did you come to my workshop? We'll talk about that later. But that's possible as well. The ultimate possibility and the ultimate reality is that you simply didn't convince or inspire them sufficiently to make changes. So, I mean, that's why we teach the advanced skills that we teach in the workshop. The job you have in the workshop is to convince them through a variety of methods, and the big one is the emotional dynamic, that they've got to come see you, that you need to inspire them to want to come see you. And if you didn't achieve it, then they're not coming. So that's the probability. Let's manage expectations, though. I think it's important for people to understand, for advisors to understand, the chances of getting everyone to set an appointment are extremely slim. That's almost never going to happen. But the good news is you don't need everyone for the workshop to be a success. You probably would be great with a 50% appointment ratio. I would classify a 50% appointment ratio as a major victory. You go any higher than that, and that means you're doing something really exceptional in front of that room. Lower than that, then maybe we need to figure out why, because something could be going wrong during the workshop, and that's the tremendous majority of coaching that I do. We can help you. We can help you figure out if and what might be going wrong during the workshop that could be getting in the way of appointments. That's the fundamental reason we do the coaching. So if you're under 50%, we might need to talk, and we might need to do a video analysis, and we can definitely help you. I mean, I can almost guarantee you that we can help this process. So, but if you're at 50 or higher, you're killing it. I mean, you're hitting the ball out of the park, in my opinion. And if you get around 70, 80%, then, you know, you're a home run. You could be teaching this class. So congratulations. The power close can absolutely help you get to 50%. Why? Well, because the opening and the close are two critical emotional moments in the workshop. The opening, and we've talked a lot about the power opening, the opening gets them excited for the workshop. The close gets them excited for the appointment. That's the job of the close. It's the last impression they will experience before they leave that night. And it needs to leave them feeling great, great about you and great about them. It needs to enhance the positive impression that you've made during the workshop. Take away their fears of the one-on-one meeting. That's a critical part of the power close, is to reduce that fear of that one-on-one and set you up for a great meeting. So the power close has a lot of jobs to do, and it can do them very well if you follow some of the scripting and if you internalize this. Before I explain the appointment close or the power close, I want you to consider something. During the opening, many advisors that I see, many of the videos that I see, a tremendous number of advisors that I coach are saying the following thing. They're saying to the audience right in the beginning, tonight is the first part of a two-part workshop. Part two will be a private consultation where we will go over your specific situation, etc. They are leaking the appointment very, very early in the presentation. And I understand why you're doing it. You want to kind of prepare the audience for the concept of a face-to-face appointment. And I know many advisors who are successful with this. So I'm not trashing the technique, okay? If you are successful, then great. But if you're not at 50%, then I'd like to suggest that you consider an alternative. The alternative does a couple of things. Well, first of all, why am I suggesting an alternative? And I'm doing this basically because I'm putting myself in the audience and I'm listening to an advisor tell me that tonight is the first part of a two-part workshop. And I'm asking myself, how do I feel? How does the audience feel when they hear you say that? What you're doing is you're front-loading the call to action before you've given them any value. You haven't shared any wisdom yet. So you're telling them what's coming next before you've done anything good at that first meeting. So it's like going out on a first date with someone. And then, you know, before you do anything, before you even get into the car for the first date, you're going to sell them on the second date. Now, you know, some people may argue that's a very good strategy for dating. It doesn't seem fair to me. You risk turning some people off right at the start of the workshop. They didn't agree to a two-part workshop. Some people may feel pressured and defensive when you say it's a two-part workshop, and they can just feel the sales pitch coming. So my suggestion is an alternative, and I'll give it to you straight. Okay, my suggestion is say absolutely nothing about the appointment until you've given them pure value, wisdom, and insight for 60 minutes or 45 minutes or, you know, whatever the body of the workshop is. Until you've given them that value, don't even mention the concept of a one-on-one meeting. Then when the audience is so excited about you that someone is just about to raise their hand and ask, how can we work with you? That's when you do the appointment close. You want to position the appointment close at the moment of maximum passion for you. When that audience is completely in love with you, they've bonded to you, they've connected, they believe in you, they trust you, they like you. That's when you talk about the appointment. To talk about the appointment in the beginning, just in my opinion, it just misses the most critical emotional part of the entire equation. The bottom line is timing matters. Choosing the right moment to mention the face-to-face appointment is very important. Waiting until after they've bonded to you may increase your results. I suggest you give it a try, okay? The way you transition into the power close is very simple. So let me explain that very briefly. This comes after the Q&A session. You've finished the body of the workshop. You've finished the Q&A session. And so now you're going to transition to the power close. And here's the basic script that I use to do this. I say, folks, we do these workshops for a couple of reasons. First, and most important, we want to educate you and clear up any confusion you might have around the whole subject of retirement planning. And I put subject in there because there are many different subjects we talk about. Could be estate planning, could be taxes and retirement, could be anything. So whatever the subject is, we want to clear up the confusion about that. And I really hope you've taken away some valuable information tonight, but there's another reason, and I think this is equally important. We would like to be your guides on this journey. Retirement planning can be very complex, and there are many dangers and challenges you might face along the way. We would like to help you. The truth is that we're really good at this, and we are very passionate about retirement planning. So if you feel it's appropriate, the next step would be a one-on-one meeting. Let me just explain that for a minute, and then I go into the power close. It's a very simple, direct, and honest transition that brings you out of the presentation and right into the closing segment. All right, so let's talk about the power close. There are two parts of the power close. One is the appointment close, and the goal is to maximize the number and quality of appointments. The second part of the power close is the emotional ending, which leaves people feeling great about themselves and about you. All right, so let's go into detail. The first part is the appointment close. What happens on the appointment close? Number one, We're going to talk about the mechanics of the appointment. We're going to give them something to look forward to when they come in. And we're going to make it as easy as humanly possible to say yes right there at the workshop. You want to strike while the iron is hot, as we said. So talk about the appointment. And I'm giving you scripting here. All right, I'm giving you in red what's going to be on the slides and in purple what you're going to need to internalize. So what's going to happen? We're going to get to know each other, and I will answer any questions you might have about anything you learned here tonight or questions about your own situation. I cut out the old thing where I said I'm going to ask you four questions. That seemed to be confusing a tremendous number of advisors. So I'm just cutting that whole thing out. No more I'm going to ask you four questions. Basically, we're going to get to know each other. I'll answer your questions. We'll address your specific situation. What will I learn that's new? A lot that we can't discuss here because we've had to keep things generic and simple for a public event. But in our meeting, we can go into detail on anything that interests or concerns you specifically. How long will it take? About an hour. Probably less than an hour. What should I bring? You don't have to bring anything. The goal of this first meeting is simply to hear your story and to get to know each other. There will be plenty of time to do a deep dive financial analysis later on. If it will help you to bring statements and other documents, that's great, but you don't need to. I try to take the pressure off bringing documents to the first workshop, to the first appointment. I just don't think it's that important, and there's a lot of reasons for this. I think, frankly, the people who come to that first appointment still have their shields up. They still have their guard up. And what I try to do in that first appointment is break down the final barriers, get to know them, listen to their story, bond to them as human beings, and then we'll get into the whole financial analysis. There's plenty of time for that. Will you try to sell me anything? Absolutely not. Folks, we're not in the business of selling anything to anyone. I think we proved here tonight that we're different than other financial advisors out there. We prefer to do things a much more relaxed and professional way. I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy our approach. How will I feel when the appointment's over? Happy and smart. You'll feel happy because you took a positive step towards securing your family's financial future, and you'll feel smart because you will leave that meeting with some ideas that you can use to help you reach your goals. Very important. Where will we do it? Anywhere you like, okay? Now, I'm a very big believer in this, and you are certainly free to disagree with any part of this. I know a lot of advisors who say, you got to come into my office for that first meeting. I don't believe in that. I will meet them anywhere they want for that first meeting. But I'll say, look, usually we prefer to do meetings in our office in case we need to reference any information. And our office is very easy to get to, by the way. But I am happy to come to you or to meet you for coffee or lunch if you prefer, whatever is most comfortable for you. And the reason I do this, again, is because once I get that first face-to-face meeting, then there's a very high probability that I'm going to get you as a client. So I want to break all the barriers down for that first meeting. And so I'm going to go to them. I'll do it any time of day or night. I'll do it on the weekends. I will do anything possible to meet with them that first time after the workshop. Now, are we eventually going to have to come back to the office? Of course. Of course. Everybody understands that. Nobody has a problem with that. To do business, you got to come to the office. But to get to know each other, we'll do it at Starbucks. We'll do it at a lunch. I'll come to your house. I'll come to your office. I love going to people's offices, by the way. If you're working with people who are still, working, that's like the ultimate goldmine place to do a meeting. So, a lot of reasons for this. All right. What will the next steps be after the appointment? Well, that's totally up to you. Maybe we decide we're a good fit and we want to work together, and that would certainly be great. Maybe the time isn't right, or you just don't need our level of service right now, and we agree to stay in touch. Either way, it will have been a very productive meeting, and we absolutely will be able to help you as much as we can. Now, this is where I used to say, we'll call each other names and run screaming from the room. I took that out because a lot of advisors seem to have trouble with that. It requires a little bit of humor at the end. I still use it. It always gets a laugh. So you're welcome to keep that in there. But I made this a little simpler and a little more, I think, tame for most advisors to use. So that's fine. So copy this next slide into your existing presentation. You can download this from my website. It has the questions, but not the answers. You got to put those answers in your own words. So this is it. First meeting, what's going to happen? What will I learn? How long will it take? You can figure this out. Okay, so put that in your PowerPoint. Second part is give them something to look forward to. you get a chance to talk. I look forward to listening, to hearing your story. I can't wait to hear from you. You'll learn some new ideas that you can use on your own. Could be a lot of fun for you. You'll get to see where we work. It's where the magic happens. You'll get to meet my team. They're even smarter than me. You'll get something very valuable, a free report, a tax analysis, etc. This is where you talk about, you might mention, the thing that you've promised them. Many of the workshops, as you know, have specific fulfillment items that come, you know, as part of the workshop and that you do at that first appointment or in a second follow-up appointment. So you can do that. You'll get something valuable at that meeting. You'll have an experience unlike anything you've had with past advisors. It's very exciting. So copy this next slide. You get a chance to talk. You learn some new ideas. You'll get to see where we work. You get to meet my team. You'll get something very valuable, and you'll have a fantastic experience. Let's talk about some appointment objections, because these are common things. Whether they say them or not, they're often feeling them. And so you want to preemptively, proactively deal with these objections in the appointment close. I don't have my calendar. I'm not sure when I'll be available. I need to check my spouse's schedule. No problem. If we have to move things around, we can do that anytime. It's the act of setting the appointment that's critical to your success. It says that you're willing to take that first step towards securing your family's financial future. We will flex our schedule around you. Now, I know a lot of advisors do this, and this is another alternative. They say, I've blocked out certain days and times next week to meet with people. You got to sign up next week. Again, I don't put any pressure on that first appointment. I'm trying to take all the pressure off. I tell people, look, I'll meet you at 3 o'clock in the morning, okay? It doesn't matter. I will flex around you. I don't think there's anything more important than meeting with people who've come to your workshop. So I don't want to put that pressure on people to say, well, you know, we're very busy. We've only blocked out 2 weeks. I don't think you need to do that. I just don't think you need to do that. People know you're busy. They know you're successful. You don't need to put that arbitrary thing. You've got to set the appointment within 1 week. No, no, no. Nonsense. I'll meet you anytime. And we'll change the date if we have to. Don't worry about the date. Don't let the date and time be a problem for setting the appointment. I want to think about everything I heard. I kept this one the same. I say, I hope so. These are critical issues that could affect your family's entire financial future. The problem is you won't remember anything by tomorrow morning. The appointment is a chance to reinforce what you just learned and make it come alive for you personally. It will clarify how all the things we discussed tonight might benefit you and your family. And I always end on that benefit statement. I like that benefit at the end. I don't really have enough money. Now, that's an interesting objection. Some people may perceive that they are not wealthy enough to justify your attention. And I think, you know, that may be the case, but I think you have something interesting to say here. Folks, the amount of money you have doesn't matter. You made a commitment to come to my workshop tonight. I don't care if you have $5. I will meet with you for 1 hour to see if there's any way I can help you. You might pick up some ideas that you can use to help you make some great decisions, no matter how much you may have. And it could make a huge difference down the road. Now, look, this is a philosophical issue, and I recognize that your time as an advisor is extremely valuable. And you may make a professional decision that says, hey, if you don't have X number of dollars, don't bother meeting with me. I totally get it. It's a legitimate business decision. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. But I think this says something to the audience. I think this basically says and cements the concept that you are truly there to help people. I mean, one of the things, you know, we say in the educational workshop process is we're here to help you. We're not here to sell you anything. If I'm here to sell you something, then okay, it's legitimate. If you can't qualify to buy what I've got to sell, then fine. You shouldn't come into this. Don't come into the showroom. You know what I mean? But if we're here to help, then I'm going to help you if you got 10 bucks. I don't care. I don't care what amount of money you've got. I'm going to help you. And I'm not committing to doing, you know, 10 meeting series here, all right? But I'm committing to 1 hour. And frankly, folks, what can I tell you? I just think it's a nice way to send a message to the audience. That's the reason I'm doing this. And I'm also doing it because I do want to help people. If somebody comes in and they don't have a lot of money, I could give them some very simple pointers that could make a gigantic difference in their lives. So philosophical, I think it's worth considering. I make this objection go away, but I do like to have this in there. And I know a lot of you share this philosophy, so that's great. I applaud you. I already have an advisor. You've heard me talk about this. There's a logical response. Of course you have an advisor. I assume you also have a doctor. But think about this for a second. If you needed something special, like a hip replacement or a heart bypass, would you go to your primary care physician? No. You would go to a specialist who's seen thousands of cases just like yours. In the world of financial advisors, I am a retirement income specialist. I am a safe money specialist. I am blah, 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 some kind of specialist. If you've portrayed yourself as a specialist, this is the time to do that specialist generalist thing. Because quite frankly, there is a significant difference between an advisor who specializes in accumulation phase versus advisors who specialize in the distribution phase. And you understand this. This is a very different financial, you know, set of needs and set of services and set of solutions. There are many advisors out there, and I'm not trashing anybody, but there are a whole bunch of advisors out there who are great on the accumulation phase. But when it comes to distribution, they don't even understand the products. I mean, you know, I don't have to tell you who these people are, but I used to work with a lot of them. I came from a wirehouse. I will tell you, a lot of the wirehouse people have not bonded to these concepts yet. They're still stuck in accumulation mode, and they think that that's going to get people through retirement, and it absolutely is not. So I don't need to oversell this, but this is the specialist generalist thing. I think it's good. There's a huge difference in skills and solutions when you get closer to retirement. It's a highly specialized field, and that's what I do. So this is a good response to the, I already have an advisor. Let me give you the emotional response. This is my favorite one. Okay, I already have an advisor. Emotional. Everyone has an advisor, but you came here tonight for a reason, whether you know it consciously or not. You came because somewhere deep inside you, you sense that you should be doing better things with your money. I'm not saying you're angry with your current advisor. I'm sure they're nice people, but there's something missing. Some part of you is looking for a higher level of care, of guidance, of intelligence, or protection. Even if it's just a second opinion that you're on the right track, don't waste this opportunity. Our meeting will absolutely be valuable to you. Now, bringing up the subconscious mind is a fantastic tool because they can't argue with you. I'm saying whether you know it consciously or not, and people consciously will say, I just came for information. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You came because you need help. You might not even know you need help, but deep inside you do need help. And this is just a fantastic discussion to have because when you can break down that barrier, when you can get someone to admit, you know, that they really do need help, then you really are on the way to helping them. And the first step is to get somebody to admit they've got a challenge. And now you can do some very, very good things with those people. So I love this one more than anything. So copy the next slide into the presentation. This has the objections, but not the responses. Again, you need to put the responses in your own words. There is some homework here. You've got to think about them. Translate them. Don't feel like you've got to use them verbatim. These are totally yours. Don't miss this chance, folks. I don't have my calendar. I want to think about everything. I don't have enough money. I already have an advisor. This is the slide that you can put on the in the board, you know, the PowerPoint when you're doing the presentation. So now let's talk quickly about the emotional ending. That was the appointment close, part one, and that's done in 3 minutes. I know it took me longer than 3 minutes, but it's because I'm having to teach this to you. So it takes 3 minutes. You're done. But now the emotional ending, and you've seen this, and I really haven't changed this. So here it is. It's the final thing you say to end the event. It's upbeat, positive, and inspirational. It's designed to leave them feeling really good about the future and about you. Very important. Don't show the slides. You need to internalize this message and focus on the audience. So here it goes. All right. The emotional ending, the emotional close. Folks, I told you when you came in tonight that this was an educational workshop and that I wasn't going to sell you anything, but that's not completely true. I do want to sell you something. Ooh, you know, great. Now, you know, their guard is up. What do you mean he's going to sell me something? I want to sell you on you. I want to sell you on the belief and the reality that you can achieve your goals, that you can take control of your future. Listen, retirement can be confusing and a potentially dangerous time. As I said at the start tonight, for 80 million Americans, retirement is uncharted water. And this takes you back to your power opening, the never before opening. I strongly recommend that one. I like that. Or the dollar bill opening. Retirement is uncharted water. There are totally new risks and many critical decisions to be made that will have a huge impact on your life and on your family's future. But none of this is beyond you. You have the power to succeed. With knowledge, a solid plan, and some discipline, you can navigate retirement waters safely and actually have some fun doing it. Look, you've all worked hard, and you deserve to enjoy this time of your lives. The ideas from this workshop can help you tremendously. They can make the fear and stress go away because you will know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and where it will lead you. The best part is you're not alone. You do not have to go on this journey alone. For the past 10 years, 15 years, 35 years, whatever it is, my team and I have had the privilege of helping hundreds of great people enjoy this wonderful time in their lives. And we'd love to help you. So give it some thought. I look forward to seeing you all on the appointment. And thank you very much for coming tonight. Boom. End of story. Okay. That is the curtain closing moment right there. Please do not extend beyond this. And by extend beyond this, I hear a lot of advisors doing this. They do the close and then they go, okay, so are there any more questions? No. You've already done the Q&A. Q&A is done. You got to close the curtain. Lights off, curtain down, whatever you want to call it. You got to end with distinction, with finality, with drama. This ends with drama. Don't wimp out. Don't peter out. Don't trickle out at the end. So what else do you want to know? I'll stick around. No. Stop talking. We'd love to help you. Thanks very much for coming. Boom. End of story. Applause. Great. So that is the power close. It's very simple. I know that there's a lot here, but this is a really important time in the workshop. I'm spending a lot of time on this for a reason. The reason is you need to get appointments from these workshops. Now, many of you are killing it. I get that. And that's fantastic. We're having tremendous success with these workshops all over the country. So my hat's off to you. You're doing a fantastic job. But if you are not at 50%, let us help you figure this out. And we can. We absolutely can. I've helped thousands of advisors figure this out. And I promise you that with a little training, with a little coaching, with a little analysis, we can absolutely get you to success on these workshops. The workshop is going to set you up brilliantly. These are fantastic workshops. They're educational. They're filled with great information, accurate information. There's no selling going on here. This is exactly what you should be doing. And you're doing it. But now we need to make sure that you get those appointments, and that's what this is designed to do. So if you have any questions, oh, and I wrote this down on one page so that you can take the whole thing with you. The power close, two parts, appointment close, 3 minutes, emotional ending, 2 minutes. Oh, and I love to use an appointment card or an evaluation form at the end of the workshop. I really like both of these techniques. They're very simple, they're easy to use, and they work for a bunch of reasons. One, I can put my logo on them. These are customized. This is a service we provide. It's not free, but it's pretty cheap, and it makes it look really professional. But the second thing, they really look very professional. It's a great way to get people to fill stuff out. People like filling stuff out. They like to have choices. So I give them plenty of choices, plenty of boxes. They don't need to move out of their chair. This is a nice thing. They get to sit right there at the table or at their desk and fill these things out. They're completely private, which I absolutely like. There's no pressure. There's no competition for time slots. They get to do this complete thing all on their own. You get to gather some interesting information, particularly from the evaluation form. Okay, because there's several areas on here. And by the way, these can be customized for you as well. So that's something to look into if you're interested. And the nice thing is they can write questions down on the back, particularly, again, the evaluation form gives them more room to do that. But even on the appointment card, they can write some questions down, and when they hand those in, those can be critical points of discussion on the appointment. They can open up the door to some important issues on the appointment. So whether you use the card or the evaluation form, it's totally up to you. They both work really well. In fact, there are many techniques that can work. I know people who use the post-it note technique that can work, the calendar boxes. All of these are good. There are many mechanical ways to set appointments at the end of a workshop. Those two that I like, the appointment card and the evaluation form, I think make a lot of sense. But whatever's working for you, if you're getting a 50% appointment ratio, please don't go changing it. I mean, it's working. So, you know, why would you change it? That's fantastic. Okay. And again, as I said, they can be customized. You can visit my website to take a look at how this is done. So it's very easy to do and usually very quick turnaround within a day or 2 days tops. So, okay, the power close. It cements the positive energy you built during the workshop. It's the best chance to set the most appointments. And basically, that's the story, all right? Try the power close. If you have any questions, contact your white glove coach, number one, or reach out to me anytime, Frank at Maselli Group. There's my phone number. And I really want to thank you for paying attention. I know this was a little long-winded, but this is such a critical subject. It's absolutely essential for your success, and I really want to help you with this. And if I did nothing else in life but help everybody get to a 50% appointment ratio, I would consider that a major success in my professional career. So I'm going to bust my butt to make sure you're all successful, and that is our commitment to you at White Glove. So thanks very much for listening. Hope this was great, and I'll talk to you all soon.